All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Friday, April 11th of 2025, and it is round two of the Masters. So I bet you guys are probably sweating the cut here as well as I am. So good luck to all of you with your cut sweats. But for those of you who are new here today, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at Saber Sim. This is a show where we go over how to use the Saber Sim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do the show on Saturdays tomorrow at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. What else do we have going on today? So it looks like we have a huge 13-game MLB slate. We have a big 10-game NBA slate on a Friday, 5-game NHL slate, and then we do have trucks for NASCAR today, getting underway at a little before 8 p.m. Eastern. So a ton of DFS action coming at you. If you guys aren't signed up with us, I do always recommend signing up before the weekend to try the 5-day trial. It'll get you into the weekend. You get all the weekend sports into the middle of the week. We do have a link to sign up for that trial in the description of this video. Five-day trial, no strings attached. You do not need to continue. But what else we got going on today? It is Friday, so we have the build review show at 5 p.m. Eastern. We actually have a lot of people signed up today, so it should be a good show. So don't forget about that show going live in about 55-ish minutes here following this one. But with all of those announcements out of the way, let's get SaberSim up, and why don't we get into our first question here. We did have one question come in before the show started, and that question reads, "Hey there, Coach Andrew, Cliffy here. So I understand the tutorial so far, and I understand managing bankroll and playing for the season, and so far I am around even on my returns. I guess my question is, how can I take it to the next level? Are there any suggestions that I can do that will give me a higher edge? I play mostly MLB, NBA, and PGA right now. Thanks, my man, for your help and time." Okay, awesome. So a couple things here, right? It's really important to understand that if you are breaking even, then you are already technically a winning player. And the reason for that, right, is because when you are breaking even, you are beating the rake. Okay. So like, let's say we're playing a $1 single entry contest, and we'll just do like here. Oh, I should have done an Excel, but it's fine. I'll do Excel real quick. Okay. So let's say, you know, we're doing a $1 single entry, right? And we'll bump up the sizing on this. $1 single entry, okay? So let's say there are 100 people in the contest, 100 entrants. I need to set this by default. Okay, well, just make the whole thing 28. Okay, that looks better. All right, so $1 single entry, 100 entrants. I don't know why I put this so far away. So that means, you know, the prize pool should be $100, right? But what happens, right, is the sites take their portion, right? So they might show this as the prize pool usually being like $85. So the rake, the house edge there is usually somewhere between 10 and 15%. In my experience, it's about 15% for lower stakes contests. And then for like the higher stakes contests, it's usually about 10%. Okay. So automatically, your $1 is worth $0.85 once the contest starts, okay? So you are expected to lose 15% over the long term. If you are breaking even, well, that means that you're already turning a 15% return, but you're not seeing the profit, right? So your question's right that, like, hey, how do I take the next step, right? How do I get to the next point? I just wanted to kind of draw this out in case anybody, you know, sometimes people are like, ah, I'm breaking even, you know, I'm not doing good. It's like, but you are doing good, right? We just got to get you to the next level. So a couple things with that, right? If you're new, I would definitely watch all our videos, which it sounds like you're doing, right? But I'm answering this for everybody. So Saber School is a great resource, right? You go to Saber School in the top right corner. You go to how to beat DFS. You can look at each individual sport, right? There's going to be new videos, old videos, different slate type videos, right? You want to look at NBA for showdowns. You want to look at NBA for classic, right? You want to learn about our NBA model. There's different videos for all of these things, right? I would really watch all of them. And even if they're a little bit older, right? Like this video down on the bottom here, winning DFS showdown strategy for the 2024 playoffs. That doesn't mean you can't learn something from it, right? Just because the video is, you know, from last season doesn't mean that you're not going to learn something. So those are the big things for me is watch the sport specific videos, you know, check out our NBA MLB content, even if it's from last season, right? There might be some nuggets in there that you want to do. For instance, I don't think we've done, let me see this. So we haven't done an MLB showdown video yet. And it's either going to be in one of these older ones or it's going to be on our YouTube channel, right? You can go and check those out on the YouTube channel. But videos are going to be big. Aside from that, right? Let's just like do a build demo and we'll talk about this as if I'm on the starter plan. Okay, so then first thing, right? I'm going to have 500 lineups. I'm going to leave minimax salary alone. Big 13-game slate. Probably don't need to get too weird with projection or anything. Oh, also, in case you guys missed it, an update went out earlier today with regard to our MLB ownership model. I know a lot of people have been asking questions in relation to that. So let me just pull that up real quick. I'll read this off to you guys. All right. So update from Matt about 2 hours ago. He said, we just released an update to the MLB ownership model in response to some trends we noticed over the first few weeks of the season. Ownership was a bit too concentrated on the highest projected stacks and too low on teams with low projections, especially high upside offenses facing good pitchers. Ownership for bottom of the order players was too high, especially on high total teams, and top of the order players were too low, especially on low total teams. So you should see ownership more spread out across offenses now, and more accurately distributed toward the top slash middle of the order. For example, Tyrone Taylor and Luis Angel Acuna, bottom of the order on a top projected team, moved from 15% to 10%, and Marcus Semien, a leadoff on a low projected team, went from 0.6 to 2%. We're also applying minor adjustments to NHL and NASCAR, which have seen similar ownership trends. So this is what a lot of people have been talking about, how like top of the order hitters are getting, you know, 0.6, 1%. This should address a lot of that. Okay. Getting these guys closer to like 2 to 3%, which is what we've like mostly been talking about on office hours, using custom fields to achieve that, capping exposure to low projected run total teams if you're getting a lot of leverage on them, which I still think is a good thing if you're still getting a lot of leverage on them. But my hunch is you're going to get less concentrated exposure on some of those low projected teams since this ownership is getting a little bit spread out. We can just go and see what this looks like. We go to team stacks, go to projected runs, and let's go look at like Seattle, right? Okay, we look at Seattle. It is a 13-game slate. So that's a little interesting, right? But we go Seattle ownership. So this looks a little bit better, right? We go and we sort by order. Top of the order hitters, 1.01, 1.2, 1.4, right? Usually these are like 0.5, 0.6, 0.7. So these batters are already getting, you know, at least double here. And that's great. I would expect it to be even a little bit higher on, you know, 10-game slates, 8-game slates, 6-game slates, right, as we get a little bit smaller. So this, I think, is going to be a very worthwhile change. It should help you to manage some of your exposures in the post-build. So just wanted to call that out in case anybody missed that, in case anybody's not on the Discord and was thinking about that recently. So I wanted to call that out. Now, let's get into our build demo. So in order to get build lineup screen, got to make two small adjustments to projections. I'll just make them super small. I always do this like 0.01, super minor impact, like little to no impact. Build lineups goes green. kick this off. We are going to use SaberScore for this example, which is totally cool. So let's let this run. All right. And just waiting for this. MLB builds can take a little bit longer just due to the correlation aspect of it, with correlation being at like a 9. That's a big deal, right? So that ends up having a really big impact on build time and things like that. So it might just take a little bit longer. It is okay. Once everything gets going, lineups will run as expected. All right, so build just finished. We're going to wait for this to run, and then we'll switch back to SaberScore. Actually, let's just cancel it. Let's cancel that sim. All right, cool. So let's pull this out. Let's get rid of some of this. And I'm just moving some columns around. I could pull this out. All right, this looks a lot better. So our SaberScore here, right? SaberScore sorting metric, perfect. And we're going to sort by exposure. So a big thing with SaberScore that I mostly like to do is just have this average projection aggregate metric on. Okay. And then once we do that, right, we want to go and then we want to just kind of look at our leverages, right? Seems like our leverages are really, really high here. A lot of leverage on like the Mets, a lot of leverage on Jacob deGrom. This is probably a situation where I would like automatically just start with mini uniques. There are 10 players in the DraftKings MLB lineup, so I like to just jump this to 5. Average projection, 101.5. And after our mini unique adjustment, it is at 101.0. So we went down about half a point in projection across our set of 20 lineups. That's what the aggregate metrics are describing. So that part seems good. And then now let's reevaluate our exposures. Okay, well, the exposures aren't as high, so that's good. It's having a good impact, but they are still pretty high. And what's interesting was getting exposure to basically all of the Mets, right? So I kind of like that. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, all the hitters here. So that's kind of cool. You know, I would tinker with this a little bit more. Like, okay, hey, can we get to 6? And at 6, we do drop. How much more do we drop? So we go from 5, 101, and then at 6, we drop to 99. So we drop another 2 points projection. That is specifically coming, though, from the Mets, right? Because if you look at their exposures at 5, Met batters are 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, right? So starting at 50%, and then when we go to 6, the highest exposed Mets batter is 30%, okay? So if you're specifically trying to lower your exposure to the Mets here, it's okay to take the projection drop. Another way you could try it, right, is if you could go back to 5, and then maybe you go to like team stacks, and then you're like, you know what? I just don't want to play this much Mets. I'm maybe okay with like 40% or something like that. Okay, you set the 40, you click apply. And then here, the projection only went down to 1 point, right? So this is another way of managing it. You know, combination of uniques plus fine-tune exposure adjustments are like totally cool. So I would probably just handle it that way. That feels pretty good. Then I would come back here and then just start analyzing this. So I would go to my stacks, right? Okay, what do my stacks look like? Okay, 5-3, 5-2, 4-4, 5-stack, 1-3-3. I'm okay with it. It's kind of a one-off. There are 4% 3-3 stacks in our entire pool. So having one of them sneak in here seems okay. Team stacks, Mets, and then the Rays, and then Boston. I'm not super concerned here. What I might do, right, is sort by projected runs and just kind of look at this. So notice the lowest projected run teams, we're not really getting much of them until we get a little bit higher. This is probably a nice departure for a lot of people to see here. I'll actually get rid of this, move my face over. So, lowest projected run teams, we're basically getting none of them until we get all the way up to Miami. We got one lineup with them at 4.1 runs, but no team under four runs, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them. So kind of cool there. Shows you how the adjustments handle that. The highest projected run team is the Mets. We're getting to 8 of them. We were getting to more, but we're kind of managing our risk a little bit. Taking a little bit of a stand against the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks, but then getting right to Boston and the Rays. So this could be just the builder, you know, deciding what plays are kind of best for the slate. But we're still getting to a lot of high projected run teams overall, right? 5 lineups with Houston, 6 with Boston, 7 with the Rays, 8 with the Mets. So all this looks pretty good to me. I'd go back to players. I would probably look at pitchers first. Okay. A lot of exposure to DeGrom. A lot of exposure to Pivetta. Less leverage, right? If you wanted to manage this, like you're like, hey, I don't really want to be this high leverage on DeGrom, you know, maybe bring him down to like 60% or something like that. That's totally cool. Like personal risk tolerance here, 73% leverage can be a lot, right? One other way I like to analyze pitchers is by value, right? So I do think value matters when it comes to pitchers, mostly because you could click on them and you could see that their distribution is closer to bell-shaped curvy, closer to normally distributed. So just point per dollar value can be a factor here. I think that's why we're getting a lot of DeGrom. Plus his ownership is like slightly less than Pivetta's here. So probably making us favor him a little bit more, but you know, being neutral and like being similarly exposed to Pivetta DeGrom here, not the worst thing in the world, allows us to take some shots and like some lower value pitchers here accordingly seems good. But that all seems good to me so far. You know, all of this is, again, risk management, trying to find a good balance here. So I like this. Go over to batters. Top three are Mets here. Seems okay. You know, if you don't want to be so exposed to some players here, right, it's okay to come in and drop this down. Like, maybe you don't like being 3x leverage on a 7 hitter, right? Okay, well, maybe come in and drop him to like 25, right? At this point, it's literally just all tinkering and figuring out what you like. And now our top is the 5 hitter, right? And then now the 7 hitter is tied with the 1 hitter. And maybe I like this a little bit more. Okay. And then followed by, you know, Ohtani, Devers, some other big names, right? Some other correlated players, Luis Angel Acuna, right? But a little bit lower exposed. So I like this a little bit better. Remember, we were at like 101 average projection. We're down to like 98.8 with some of our risk management here. You know, if we left more DeGrom, we'd probably be higher average projection, but you got to understand what you're trading and when you're trading it. So this feels really good to me. You know, these are things that I would be doing to try and just smooth out my results and give myself more shots on goal and, you know, try to get one lineup to the top of my contest, right? So hope this helps just give you like kind of an overview of like how I would be using SaberScore and how I'd be using SaberSim on starter to build high upside lineups and give myself, you know, opportunities to win contests. All right. Brant said, when you are in the team stacks and see 3 or 4 teams with higher run totals, does it make sense to adjust your minimum exposure to those teams? It's kind of your call, right? Like, so it's kind of interesting here when we go back to projected runs. Before, right, we were kind of under on the Dodgers and Arizona. Now, through some of our adjustments to player max exposures, to pitcher max exposures, to uniques, now we're getting a little bit more spread out, right? We had like no Dodgers or like one Diamondbacks or something like that. Now we have a little bit of each team, right? I think this is an okay approach, right? Spreading it out across those teams, you know, one Colorado sneaking in down on the bottom, I think that's okay. But in general, this looks a lot better to me, right? Most of our exposure is in our top like 5 to 7 run total teams. And then we're taking a few shots on a couple lower projected run teams, but not that many of them. So, you know, can you adjust the exposure? Yes, you can if you want to, right? Maybe you want to match pool exposure or something like that. You know, looking at pool exposure and using that as a reference point can be a good thing and allow you to get a sense for, you know, how often this team is doing well in the sims. And maybe you want to, you know, get somewhere close to that or like not ignore it completely. So I totally understand that logic there. But I don't think you have to do anything. You always can if you want to. So there's always something to that there. But looks like we are all caught up here in both the YouTube chat and the Discord. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back in about 35 minutes for our build review show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.